It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 13th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. President Barack Obama will be at Stanford today talking cybersecurity and consumer protection. It's part of an all-day summit with the White House, tech CEOs, academics, and privacy advocates. One topic that might come up, student data privacy. Marketplace's Adrian Hill covers ed tech and joins us now. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Ben.
Catch me up here. What's going on with student data privacy in D.C. these days?
There's a ton going on. Yesterday, a House subcommittee held a hearing on the way new technology affects student privacy. We're expecting bipartisan legislation will be introduced later this month or in early March. And the president's made it clear that new legislation on student data is one of his priorities. Here's what he had to say in January.
Data collected on students in the classroom should only be used for educational purposes, to teach our children, not to market to our children.
So yeah, there's a lot of energy behind protecting student data right now.
What are the concerns that are driving this, though?
Basically, kids are being handed devices, Chromebooks, iPads, that are loaded with technology, with learning programs, with apps. And those work by gathering data on kids about what they know, what they like, how they learn. And there's worry that companies out there with those piles of student data could use them to target ads to kids. They could sell data to a third party or keep a profile on kids, you know, that could hurt a kid in the long run.
Do we have examples of this happening already?
You might remember, Ben, last year, Google for Education, which is used by something like 30 million kids and educators in this country, got in some hot water when it came out that Google was scanning student email. Google quickly responded, said it would not scan, which it says means it won't collect and use student data to advertise to kids.
Okay, so the industry has also come up with its own privacy pledge, right? So what's the need for new federal legislation?
That's right. With this privacy pledge, a lot of the big players have signed on. There are also some older federal laws on the books, but right now, it's piecemeal. The legislation we're going to see from the House is expected to look like a law here in California that says ed tech companies can't sell student information or target ads to kids. But we're going to see how many teeth it has when it's introduced, what it really looks like.
I guess it's what they say about the details and the devil, right?
As always, Ben.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Thank you very much, Adrian.
Thanks, Ben.
Also expected to come out of the president's visit to Silicon Valley is an executive order that could force the private sector to work more closely with government on data security. The president has been increasing his use of executive orders to tackle policy initiatives that he hasn't been able to push through Congress. This week, thanks to a short-lived computer glitch, a bunch of United Airlines first-class tickets were selling cheap online, like 50 bucks cheap. Lots of people bought. One of those people is Brian Kelly, also known as travel blogger and airline rewards getting guru, the points guy. Brian, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I was born ready.
Okay. 205 social security numbers.
Is that a data breach?
Yes, in a way. Yes, it is. This week, likely presidential candidate Jeb Bush released a trove of emails from his time in office. And you guess what comes next, right? Unfortunately, by one analysis, those emails contained at least 205 unredacted social security numbers from his former constituents.
I actually just saw a headline, Jeb Bush doxed people this week, and that's what I was thinking. So
we'll count it. What do you got for me?
$59,862.
Is the amount of money a single person spent on buying really cheap flights from United this week?
Close. That actually is the value of the 8 flight segments that I booked, but I only paid $1,597 for those 59,000 in flights.
And are they going to honor the tickets? What's the deal?
So yeah, United has said that they're not going to honor the tickets, but the DOT has jurisdiction, so people who are filing DOT complaints may actually have the tickets reinstated.
All right, I got something for you. Zero hands, as in look, ma, no hands.
Does this have to do with bicycle riding?
That's not a bad guess, but I'm looking for driverless cars here. Starting this week, tech companies in the UK can begin testing driverless cars on public roads as long as a driver is present and ready to take responsibility for the vehicle. What do you got for me?
$1,787.
would be totally full if it seated all of the people who bought first class tickets from United thanks to this computing loophole?
Not United, but another big American airline. So actually, American Airlines is starting to fly their first ever 787 starting this Saturday.
Okay.
And yes, I am an admitted aviation geek, so I am excited. I'm going to try to get on that inaugural flight.
Nerd out.
Nerd out.
I got onto a plane the other day, and I was shocked at how good they've gotten at removing your personal space.
Well, yeah, that's apparently in the back. I haven't flown coach in a while.
I haven't flown coach in a while. You had to say that, didn't you?
I'm the points guy. I'm good at what I do. You know, I maximize elite status and points.
Someday I hope to have as many points as you, sir. Brian Kelly, also known as the points guy. Brian, thank you for playing along.
Thanks for having me and safe travels.
And Mattel, that beloved toy maker that finds itself trying to keep up with a brave new world of digital toys, is collaborating with a heavy Google. The two companies plan to unveil a new product today. It's a mystery at the moment, but imagery in the invite suggests those old Mattel viewfinders with the circulating slide thingies in them. Google's record with face-based technology like Glass isn't the best right now, but then again, Mattel's Barbie sales aren't exactly living in the dream house either. We'll keep you posted. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.